Blog Talk Radio.
Right, here we go. Uh-oh, all right. She's talking in her room.
You are the second one that called from Medicare health care benefits. I already have Medicare. I have a co-insurance. I don't need any other updates. Thank you. I was looking for this.
Which?
The knife thing, nothing like
I'm going to need the taping knife, that's for sure.
The taping knife.
Two of them, if you got them. With someone. I'm not going to work at that little plastic tray there on top, I have on top of the countertop.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to use that to mix the plaster,
yeah.
And then you scoop out of that.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to do it with the mesh tape. Because there's a pipe right there. I can't even put a piece of sheetrock inside. So it's either I put a piece of sheetrock around the whole thing, I got a notch around the pipe. So I'm debating. You know, I can't do it the way I do with the blowout patch. It's either attacking the plaster, which I'm thinking about doing now. Might be the best bet. So you do it be smooth and level. And I just put the mesh tape across the whole thing. We might need a second thing of plaster. To give it the finish coat eventually. So if I get that in there today, I can at least get the rough coat in, and then the other one, you know, smooth on top. I never really took a real good look at that in a way. But once I looked at it, I saw about with the pipes not being able to slide shit behind it. Then, well, I thought about doing the whole back of it. But it'll all be the same level.
You like that watermelon, huh?
Good, I like that shit.
Where'd you get it from?
The store.
Which one?
I got my cigarette. Some alcohol in it, but it doesn't matter. Alcohol can't affect me. But I like the taste. It tastes tasty.
Has alcohol in there?
Yeah.
Hey, crazy.
I'm on Naxalone. It's effective. Same thing, it stops broken everything.
Arms in Texas. Oh, yeah. Now, videos. I'm going. Moving.
Never heard watching that.
Harry Goulding.
And I'm thinking I could hang some like dance towels in there to avoid a little bit. And I put the mesh across and then pull the top to the plaster on that.
Mm-hmm.
As I'm saying to Eugene, you may need to help me to hand me things.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he's got this Social Security call coming.
Well, when he gets here, you stop. That's all. You can't even say hello.
It's coming.
I'm trying to explain to him. Like, the things you're helping me with, you probably already accomplished that for him in a way. Like, you're his power attorney.
No, I'm a power attorney, but my trustee. It doesn't mean anything.
I mean, she makes the decisions for you.
No, I'm not. They might have said they were paying you, but that's stupid.
Stop acting stupid yourself.
I'm not acting stupid.
I am taking his power of attorney.
Because he gets an evil set in Cleveland. It's a different
thing.
You have
to have
this. I don't got to have nothing.
Everybody has to have it. The hospital recommends it, number one.
They don't recommend that. They already told me.
They wouldn't tell you because you're not
experienced. No, I know these people 20 years.
Let me ask you a question. Is he being unable to make his own decisions?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I'm not. I can, okay?
Well, you did what you wanted, Dave. Legally, no.
Not legally.
You see, if you are hurt, what is going on? If you're shot in the street, just walking around the corner,
hit by a car.
Yeah. Or hit by a car, or anything like that. You get taken to the hospital. Somebody has to make a decision what you do. You can't. You're a doctor.
Yes.
What's that? Unless they have somebody in writing that can do that, you're dead.
No, I'm not.
Well, what do you think happens? If you're unconscious, you can't tell what you do.
They look for your family. They look for your wallet.
And what do you think we're going to do, too?
Unless
it's... Yeah, what about you? Is it the same thing?
Yes, hey. My power of attorney. Something
happened. That's why
he
stayed all night
at the hospital while I was in operating.
In case
something happened, so he could
choose
to do whatever had to be done.
It's legal things you have no fucking clue about.
Yeah, but the bad idea is legal. You always start hearing the word legal once they start collecting. And you know, I started over $360
All right, but you know what? That was then. This is now. You're at $2,000
now. No, but it's true. It's just the idea that I got to be looked at.
People are going to come.
You're going to act like a jerk. Then people are going to know. No, no, no. I'm not disabled. Okay. Well, I think we all. Technically, no. 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 Technically, Honey, you got to understand what
you
got to hear.
You don't understand.
No, it's not what you said.
They come to one city and they're like, for years ago, you told the hospital a bunch of stories.
No, I did not.
Then they did.
How do you think they
I didn't even say they had a fucking, they had a
no, it's
you
out of this house.
They had to interview you and claim that you are not able to fucking handle shit on your own.
No, it's interesting, guy. I learned
you
that's
can't.
Just what I could and I did.
No, you can't.
Yes, I did. I
worked.
Why? Because it's a heart.
It's a heart?
I thought, yeah, maybe temporary warranty to check. But now I don't want it.
Listen, dude, you don't want me to get fucking killed with you, BB. You don't want me to get killed with you.
You don't know me. You have one of your
Oh, I know you very well for a long fucking time.
Yeah, you didn't see the inside.
I saw you very well for a long time.
No.
I called your brother when I see you up to no fucking good. Your brother came and fucking grabbed your ass out of his anytime. The shit you were pulling in there.
So the hell Rob does doing there. What about you? You never went to nobody's house. What about Jay? He had to go nowhere.
What does this have to do with
Social Security? Why? Because I got a right to know my business, okay?
because they're sending you a check, and they want to make sure you're not making more than what your check is.
Simple as that.
That's what it comes down to.
The last time we talked here, and I spoke here, because $90 a month is enough. We didn't say how much I made.
They
didn't say $20 in December to me, right?
Mm-hmm. If they're giving you money, and you're allowed to make that much money, but you're making more money,
they didn't tell me
that.
They
didn't deduct your fucking money.
They didn't tell me. No,
that's
the last, right? No.
Community theater. Try out that. See if they they put up with your bullshit. See, they put up with your bullshit. You really do.
You know, listen, this isn't the way it works. And if you keep on pulling bullshit, that's, they're going to tell you, oh, you're capable of working. Well, where's the freaking job, Eugene?
You're going to get one.
Yes, bros.
You
are
fucking Eugene.
Yeah.
Eugene.
They told me to make money.
Right,
they told me to make
you
money.
You are mentally not capable of going to
no, but you're going to have my say, so you're both attacking me.
You're mentally not capable of working.
No,
but
you give me a
I don't mentally not. Unfortunately, you're not.
Because of her, for him.
Because of her?
That's right.
You made your own mental
state. Your mental state does not allow you to go to work.
He knows
something. I would not, I would not have you on my site because... I don't know
I
what
get
the
damn
fuck you're potential of doing.
And I get cool.
Either you do nothing or you do something really whacked out stupid.
You don't know me.
Eugene, I've known you since you were a fucking little kid.
But when I work for the entertainment business, I'm there.
The entertainment business?
Yes.
Come on, they got monkeys in there. And they probably work 50 weeks a year.
Yeah. I know.
The chimp, you stupid man.
I have the connection to have.
You get the connection to be working every fucking day.
You have the connection to be out there working every week.
JP fucked that up.
He didn't fuck that up.
Yes,
he
did.
Because
I told him about it, and he did something wrong. Yeah, he was doing something the wrong way. Yeah, he was doing something the wrong way.
You talk to producers, and that's the number one thing.
I wasn't a producer.
Producers are
wrecked
nobody. You're not allowed to talk to them.
Yes, you are.
You're not.
You got to know what's going on.
You come out with your
and that's where it works.
You walk away from you.
Be nice to him. Be nice to him, son. Something I got to know because it's been years I'm working for him.
When
you're a boy. When you're with somebody so long, you get to know the person even if you don't want to at the beginning.
Unfortunately, yeah, that's what happened with me. I've been around you so long, I got to know you and I really don't want to.
All right, because maybe you're
listen, number two. There's a reason why you're number two.
No.
Oh, yeah. It's not rank. It's not rank because you're full of shit.
Phony.
Eugene, the problem is you are not capable of working a 40-hour work week every week.
I don't have to work 40 hours.
If you wanted to be independent.
What if you weren't getting $900 a fucking month?
Oh, God, no.
What if you
weren't
getting
that? I told you. I told you.
What if you weren't getting that?
I'm happy with
it. But you don't make it.
What if you weren't getting that money? What would you do if you weren't getting that money?
What would I do? I'd make a living. I'll make a living.
You're running around in your fucking underwear.
No,
it's the same thing you're doing fucking now.
If I wasn't making
it. Except with your fucking family, you're fully supporting it.
Human resources.
You don't
want
to check, so you want to get the resources.
It's kind of funny. She used to get pissed off at me. She used to spend my money on
your
sims. And she used to steal my car. Where's your car? I'm going to drop them in my car. I'd rather go to our friends.
Because you have stupid habits, you see. You think that you're supposed to get other people and take them for a free ride.
You can't work. Even if I could.
Eugene, you can't work.
If I could. He isn't. I don't believe that
you
know you.
You go to work for 2-3 days. You sleep for 6.
Well, yeah, nobody's going to work. No work.
And what happened to the last big job you had where you worked all week? Tracy had to take you to work every day.
That wasn't a big job. It was a job. But no, it's a good job.
You had to take them downtown to drop them off to the van to pick them up to take them to Long Island.
Okay. 40-something Street. 41st Street.
Yes, I did, yeah.
And then he had to pick them back up over there to take them home.
That's cool.
Man, yeah, of course it's cool. But your brother, all you do is badmouth him constantly.
Well, I suppose I work at
a job.
I
don't
badmouth
him.
I
don't
badmouth him. I think it's a better life you gave me.
Turned everybody against you. Well, if it wasn't for them, you'd have to shit me out of your way in a corner on Ward's Island someplace.
No,
that's where you'd be.
Well,
if you were in my boat, you'd be fucking dead in the fucking water, dog.
Money.
You'd be laying in the corner of Ward's Island with a shit you had.
Hey, I'll look
not
for one.
I'm stupid. And you better thank God every day for your mom and your brother. Thank God every day for that.
A few weeks ago, right?
I worked a few weeks ago, right?
No, you didn't.
You did love it. It's Daddy. I see her.
Is
your daddy on the floor? Is that the same one?
No. Yeah.
Well, I caught that a little. I guess we're done with a lot. I've been coming here. How long have I been coming here, Carol? 20 years at least. 25, 30, yeah. I remember when John was coming to work with over in Livonia. John was coming out and getting a work with. And that's anybody for that.
You remember when he used to work for 3 years ago?
Oh,
John. Thanks. He was a conductor. John.
Oh, I didn't know that. I remember one of the postal was the year. Because,
I
don't
know, I think the
greatness of the world comes back to all. Oh, I knew what the greatness of the postal was in Georgia. Remember that? Johnny, he was born in, back in the day. You had like John, Louis Rodriguez, a whole bunch of guys that had jobs. He was fucking crazy. What the fuck was his name? The old guy from the county garden. They all used to come to the park afterwards. Like years ago, you used to go to the bar afterwards. You go in the park afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
So that's how I knew John. You know, and I knew Jake because he was younger, little kid. Well, I didn't know he got a job with training. What were you doing? Oh, I didn't know that. It's good to hear.
And thank God, because it was insurance. Well, and
they have very good coverage.
He had stopped working because
he got hurt. But attacked
on
people in
the
door and breaking work.
So he got off the train,
you know,
take the bus to take the train,
you know,
and walk across on this
one.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got both of these things.
To him. You know, at least one of those, the, probably the small, the 16 taking,
I know, I have.
Yeah, I know you have it here. I know you have it here. Every compound up there? I'm going to place it on the counter. I can use the plastic. I'm just stuffing with paper towels and look at that. And then put the next paper. Yeah, it's not that tight there, so I can't just do like a blowout patch where I slide a piece of, I take the sheet right and cut the edges and leave the paper on and leave the body over to the middle. I can't do that because that pipe is right there.
Yeah.
Because I can fly right over the pipe. I'm going to school every week. I've been to school my whole fucking life, though.
Yeah.
I've been to school my whole life. You understand? I've been to school my whole life. I have a bachelor's science degree. It's fucking...
I went to,
You're going to have to definitely see this shit in there when I'm down there. So pieces of a damp paper towel, leave that. A damp paper towel, and you have to cut strips of that mesh tape to you with the scissors. I'll give you a measurement. You cut the same size. So we'll put that across, and then I can put the plaster on. I'm gonna go down once, do what I gotta do. Come up, mix the plaster, go back down. I can even mix the plaster down there if I had to. Like I'm saying, I need someone to help hand me shit. Like we did the bathroom over there. You just handed me stuff, remember? Because once I get in there, my shoulders are in the inside. It's hard to move around. Eugene. Put that can of sink. Where should I go?
We're going to get damp portions of like
sections like this of paper towel. I would stuff that in key areas of the hole, you know, right. And then I'll go over the whole thing with tape. And then I can get you a mixed plastic and we'll
go. Too bad I didn't have the soap, the steel wool. You could steel wool for the mice.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Listen, you don't worry about the mice. You have his combat. We don't have to worry about them. You're going to worry about him.
Can you use the screen?
You can set that right in the glass.
Yeah.
In some of the areas, yeah, sure. On top.
They're on the wireless.
Yeah. We are. I'll be out of the cigarette. Look, I got my work shirt on. I'm not playing games now.
That's it.
We're going to get this done. I got my fucking apprentice. So he got a fucking transvestite fucking home health care.
She's still out. She's throwing that girl out of here.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that it turned in here.
I had the one girl
came by. And this one,
gave us money. He gave us like $300, $400. I said, that's how much you're going to cost to fuck into the wine snake now. What happened was, you know, we had a pit that went down. I just painted that, I put a little ladder into it. I knew I was ready. I laid on my stomach on the floor. I popped it with the wrench. Wham! The water came flushing back in. So it was pretty much clean. It's gone that way. And then I got in there with the snake a little bit. And once I hit the thing, it just shot it. So it didn't go for me. But I said, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to call that candy. I'm going to do fucking thing. You get a sweet room. But he said, what's that?
Thank you.
Ah, that's a good thing. Beyond the Sea, Kevin Spacey.
All right. Now, you take the towels, Eugene.
All right? We need you to make them dance. You know what dance is?
Yes.
No,
I
dance.
All
right? So you stuff them in there. All right? When I'm done, I got all those strips of tape already cut. All
right?
Maybe those one at a time. Make sure you don't touch the tape and the tape and just stick it yourself. All right? Okay.
Thank you.
supplement feeding. So that's 69.
I
get
3 hours.
3 hours?
What
I leave?
3 a.m.
3 by 7:30. Summer of 69. And this one? Brian. I'm doing.
Thank you.
You see your eyes.
each other, then slide down. It's a start. I got a lot of paper compacted in, so it's not as deep.
A lot of collapses this weekend with the rain.
Yeah, I was just seeing that upstairs.
Well, there's a lot of shit going on. They said that we got 5.5 inches since Friday.
Yeah.
And our rainfall has been for the whole like 7.5 for a couple of months. You know, 5.5 inches is right. A lot of floods. A lot of people getting buildings collapsing.
I can't smile without you. I can't Thank you.
the mall yet.
Perfect answer. Here he goes. He works for his family, so they don't gotta work. But they did it anyway.
Liza, Liza.
We kidnapped fucking Frank's union. One time, remember?
Yeah.
And they realized who they were fucking with.
Money.
They gave him right back. And they probably disappeared after that. And his daughter did that. She's voice and made for walking someone. It's a good song. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret.
Wonderful.
Dudley Moore. I don't know why, but I got all this useless fucking information in my fucking head. It's unbelievable. You know, it pays off when I do play trivia.
My lawyer, he watches Jeopardy. He knows the answer to every single question.
I'm pretty good at Jeopardy. We play Jeopardy up in fucking in Elko. You should piss at me.
All right, here she goes. Oh, yeah, oh, I see that. I fell on that.
There was a guy in the Catholic War Veterans that when they used to have Jeopardy, I think it was Wheel of Fortune came on earlier in the day, the same episode. So he used to watch that at home. And then come down and play with the guy. Was that a Jeopardy? Of course. What they did was, they recorded the different ones, and they played that on the TV at the same time. You see, like, how we get into the question.
I got it right here.
Right now.
I'm trying to.
You're trying to work.
I got it right here. It was a show. No, you don't use headphones. It is low.
Eugene, come
it's
on.
It's low.
You're ready
anytime. What? Come on, come on. You're ready
anytime. There's nothing wrong with you.
Turn the fucking thing down. There's nothing wrong with you.
Listen to the same shit fucking from the 70s all the time.
To encourage them to sign up for the CDC and start with the needle finder.
New Jersey is one step close to having its very first school of veterinary medicine, the Schreiber School of Rowan University, expected to open in the fall of 2025 at the university's Glassboro campus. It will include academic classrooms, educational diagnostic laboratories, teaching hospital, and administrative and faculty offices. Businessman Gerald Schreiber donated $30 million to the school, the third largest donation in the history of the university. Well, speaking of animals, the Maritime Aquarium in Norwalk, Connecticut has an adorable new addition. Gracie welcomed her baby male harbor seal pup, Soto, about a month ago, and we're getting our first look at him now. Soto was 30 feet long, 18 pounds, and he was born on April 5th and has already gained 15 more pounds. His face is inspired by the South Norwalk neighborhood where the aquarium is located. Soto is not yet on exhibit. He will be introduced slowly to the seal habitat in the coming weeks.
I really needed a new roof for my home. Peter Roofing got me that roof. The thing is, I have to pay anything out of pocket. When I heard that I could get a new roof with no money down, instead of saving $15,000,
I'm Amen.
Like a real big time star.
Thank you.
Jay. Jay.
Wow, that's so funny.